you, DJ.
You do? Woo! 150 million
people! That's all! That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Calling all parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the 63rd Annual SLA Rodeo. Coming to the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. We're offering stick horse rodeos, mutton busting, and a calf scramble. And don't forget our Western Festival. That's free on Saturday morning, 9 to 11. Stick around for the PRCA Rodeo for tons of laughs and fun for the whole family. Learn more and purchase tickets at slarodeo.com or by calling 888-2 Rodeo 2.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. This very spring-like forecast will continue right on through the end of the week. In fact, scattered showers are certainly possible from time to time. Overnight low temperature, 58. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 76. Showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day right on through the end of the week. So Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 70s as the risk of showers continues, and maybe near 80 on Saturday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh, my God! They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast that gets a little bigger on Tuesday because we have superstar Larry Stevens in the house with us, along, of course, with Rosie. And we've got not one but two electrifying stories to launch the show.
And here they are.
Welcome, gang.
Please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, electrifying story number one. After yesterday's big plunge, which no doubt thrilled Trump-hating Democrats, the Dow bounced back by 1,167 points at the end of trading today.
Pretty good.
Woohoo!
It's back over 25,000. Went from 23,9 whatever, back over 25. Let's hope that continues as people get a grip on their fear. The second electrifying story was sent to me by David Blackman, who we will talk to at 3:35. And a poll released today in the Alabama Senate primary, Tommy Tuberville, 52, Jeff Sessions, 40.
Wow.
Huh.
I think my prediction is starting to look...
I think I was listening this morning. I think it was to was Jack and...
Joey?
Joey. Or was I listening to Dan? I can't remember. You know, it was a couple of 3 hours ago. I forgot.
This morning.
But they were talking about, you know, that race, the Tuberville,
yeah,
you know, race there, and that he was in the lead. And, you know, Sessions going back up there is essentially going to be a freshman again. I mean, he goes back with no seniority.
Right.
And some people feel like maybe it's time to have that new fresh blood.
Somebody who is not beholden to all the political obligations that accrue over a career in the Senate. And this is why those in D.C., they're never going to put term limits on themselves. We have to do it for them. And I said this at the beginning when Sessions announced he was going to run for his old seat. I said, I hope nobody told him he's going to waltz right back into it, because people are no longer the naive electorate they used to be, and they are still pissed over the Russian recusal and the fact that he let Trump take the heat over a hoax. For almost 3 years, we had to listen to that every day after day. Russia, Russia, Russia. And then, of course, which became an impeachment issue. And I think the perception was that Sessions abandoned him. And there was no explanation that changed people's minds,
right,
about that. And what obligations is Tommy Tuberville going to have? Who is he going to be beholden to? The voters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
You know, I saw
the way it's supposed to be.
I saw an exchange that Biden had with a voter, I think, in Michigan. Did you see that one? Where he went on this profanity.
Yeah, he basically said, you're full of...
Yeah.
And then offered to fight him outside.
But the guy told him, he said, you work for me. And he said, no, I don't work for you. And the fact is, who do they work for? The voters are the stockholders.
Yeah.
They're the people that are elected to go there. They are beholden to us, and they do answer to us, and we are the bosses, whether they like it or not.
That
response by Joe Biden is what you would expect from a career politician. Yesterday, I put a meme on Facebook. It was a picture of Bernie and Biden. Between them, well over 80 years in Washington. Now they want to fix all the problems. Well, what the hell have they been doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's insane. And now, is the coronavirus going to be Trump's Katrina? First of all, Bush's Katrina, that was a tragedy brought on by nature and a media-driven... They were just waiting. They couldn't attack Bush after 9/11. The country did not need a media-driven hatred of blaming Bush for that, because it was too new into his presidency, and obviously that was plotted years before. And I remember people openly wondering, you know, where was Bill Clinton with all of this? Why didn't he take out Bin Laden when he had the chance to do it in the late 90s? Not once, but twice. Oh, I didn't want any collateral damage. There was a playground, you know. So 9/11 happens. Was it worth it, Bill? Or your wife, who is the most innocent woman who's ever been investigated, just ask her. They did a good job. If you watch a documentary, Inside Hurricane Katrina, it's a Nat Geo. You can get it on YouTube. watch it and see who the real villains were. It was the mayor of New Orleans and the idiot governor of Louisiana.
That's what I started to say. It was those two guys that people would not have lost their lives had they done what they were supposed to do. Not as many, at least.
Well, we all saw the
Mayor's in prison.
Yeah.
And the, right. I'm not sure about the governor. What?
She's out of politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Governor Blanco. I call her Governor Blackout. We saw the pictures after the storm passed of all those buses floating in the water that could have been used to evacuate. But they would not do a mandatory evacuation 72 hours out. No one, you didn't have to be a genius to look at an image of Katrina over the Gulf knowing somebody was going to get killed in that storm. Uh-huh. It was a monster. One of the most menacing looking images I've ever seen of any weather system. And yet they did not want to seem beholden to a Republican president or as if they were taking orders. And a lot of people got killed for that.
Uh-huh.
So the media, to spare them, made it a Bush event. Like anybody could have just snapped their fingers and moved, you know, $1 trillion worth of relief into New Orleans after the storm. It was all poised. We had it here. We had, I think, warehouses full of ice that sat because there was no way to get it in. You know, it was bad. But this is, and people are wising up to the role that the media is truly playing. They are not in it to report the news. They are in it to steer the news to their agenda.
You know, I grew up in the era of Huntley Brinkley.
So did I.
You know, back, and that was all we had. We had 15 minutes of national news every night. It was on NBC, which mm-hmm. was, well, of course, back where I lived, we only got one or two TV stations. But I think they came on every night at 6:45, and they had 15 minutes of news.
David Brinkley.
Yeah. Good night,
Washington.
Good night, David. You know, oh, may he's turn that off, shall
Governor
we?
Blanco died last year in August.
Yeah. Well, my sympathies to her family.
But, you know, you never knew where those people stood, you know, politically. And Walter Cronkite, you know, I think later it turned out he favored the left.
Very much.
You know, but you
Walter
didn't
blew the lid off his politics in Vietnam,
yeah.
The Vietnam War. He came out and editorialized during a newscast that we were losing there and why aren't we out and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
We fought these wars against communism only to watch it be the Democratic ticket in 2020. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, those, but, you know, there was a national naivete.
Mm-hmm.
And the media has no power. They really have, with some, but newspapers have stopped. Look at, out of the 500 newspapers in America that are that were still publishing in 2016, I think it was 26 or 7 endorsed Donald Trump and the rest endorsed Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
What did it mean? Not much, did it?
No.
They have failed because people are now doing their own research, their own investigation.
Well, we have the avenues to do that, and hopefully people are smart enough to do that and clear out the fake stuff that ends up in there. I see people on Facebook, and there's one lady in particular that I'm friends with, and I just, you know, I'd start something with her, but I know that it would go nowhere except into a shouting match.
Mm.
And she literally hates Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to say to her, you know, right now, and she's an African-American woman, have you looked and seen what's happening, you know, in that community?
Right.
The unemployment rate and how low it is. And, you know, are they where they want to be? Obviously not. I mean, everything can get better. I'm not saying that, you know, it's where anybody wants it to be. But it has changed so much in the last 4 years for so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I think the country has been hijacked by the socialists, and that message has gotten out there, and everything is free. And
the media.
Oh, well, the media is complicit with it all.
Yeah.
The question is why. That, you know, if they ever get their way, this is not going to be a pleasant place, not nearly as great to live as it is right now. Why are people so willing to throw it away? I
don't understand.
The Bernie bros, they have no idea what they're asking for. None. Uh-huh. Oh, we'll have high-speed rail. Or they buy into the idea that that we are killing the planet, like Earth hasn't survived worse.
What, you know, they talk about, you know, saving the planet or saving the, you know, the world here, and they're preaching to America. Did I not hear that about 1% of the actual pollution comes from the United States and the rest of it comes from...
We're leading the world in cleaning up our carbon output.
And if we cleaned it all up, it would only be a fraction.
The villains in this are China. This is why that Paris Climate Accord was such a bad joke. We get to kick in $2 trillion. In 10 years, China then gets to decide whether they're going to participate. What kind of a deal is that? Only a Democrat would see that as a great opportunity.
Well, you know, I think the Earth is more resilient than some people think it is.
Far more.
The oil spill down in the Gulf. Well, it was going to be the end of everything.
End of seafood.
And then they couldn't figure out what happened to it. It just cleaned itself.
Yeah, we ran out to get the last scallop.
And I'm not saying we go pour oil in our water.
No.
Everybody's for clean air. Everybody's for clean earth.
But the planet has a healing system like our bodies do. A quick example, and it's ready, and you can look it up online if you want to check me out, but Krakatoa, that volcanic eruption in 1883 poured so much ash into the sky that for six subsequent years, London didn't have a summer. It was cold.
Uh-huh.
It changed the climate, but eventually the atmosphere cleaned itself. And we've had other, I've heard of other situations as well. But all it takes right now is one good volcanic eruption. Doesn't even have to be catastrophic to spew enough carbon back into the sky to equal what we've saved over the last 10 years. I'm not saying we shouldn't try to be clean. We should. We should be good caretakers of the planet. And we are far better now than we were 50 or 60 years ago.
I read a great book a few years ago about people of faith and their view toward the planet. We should be environmentalists as Christians.
Right.
Only because this is not our earth, it's God's earth, and we're here to take care of it and work it.
Right.
So we should be concerned. We should keep it clean. We should do the best for earth that possibly can be done. But then you can go over that line, you know, where the crazies want to take us. And, you know, I don't know.
If I remember back, when I was a kid, it was not unusual to see people throw trash out the window of their car into the ditch next to the roads.
They still do it in my yard.
They still do it in my neighborhood.
I see that once in a while on the way in, but it used to be pretty common.
It was worse. It used to be, that was common.
It was accepted.
Nobody thought about it.
Then we started taking a look at that, and we changed that behavior. But it evolved, you know. Would we do it? You do it today, and people would be rightfully horrified at somebody dumping a bag of garbage on the street. But we keep evolving. We're evolving in so many different ways, and the Democrats are the only thing that doesn't evolve. They're still telling people today what they were telling them in 1960, 65. It's the same message. They rob them of their individuality because if you dare to think conservatively or... I heard a story about a lady in church, the same as you were just describing, somebody who's a really good person, who's generous and ties the church and is a good person, but hates Trump because that's what she's been told.
She's been led to believe that.
Yes.
They don't ever stop back and step back and take a look at it. And again, it's like... I think Trump talked, to the people in the in these large cities that have been run by Democrats.
Baltimore.
What has that done for you?
Look at Baltimore. Baltimore's had more murders than New York already this year. It is a hellhole. Their mayor just went off to jail for 3 years because she was laundering money through a book deal. Imagine that. Let's just hope that cities continue to awaken. I was reading today, Chicago and Illinois, the state, are so upside down financially, and all they keep doing is raising taxes. And over since 2010, they've driven 800,000 people out of the state because they can't take it anymore.
Uh-huh.
As long as they leave the state and go somewhere and don't bring their bad ideas along, I'm all for it. 3:21 is the time. Georgia Floors Direct is the place. If you have ever, or we do have more rain coming, the need for emergency flooring, nobody's better equipped to turn that situation around for you in a short amount of time than Georgia Floors Direct. They've got the inventory, they've got the installers to do it. So if your flooring's been damaged by water with this incredible, we've had more rain in a lot of places this year than we did all of last year, and more coming.
they can help you with that. But if you're just looking to upgrade from maybe a carpeted house to a laminate floor or a hardwood, they have an incredible selection in their warehouse on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. And their own team of installers who are true artisans when it comes to flooring installation. I've got to get some pictures of the tile work they've done for me. They're just incredible. These are people that I would trust to build monuments when it comes to design and meticulousness when it comes to installing. There's nothing slapdash about what they do. So for the best price and the best outcome, visit Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Back with Larry Stevens and Rosie in a moment.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
People think it's dirty. I'll be on the cover like in my 30s, decades older, but I'm looking nice. Gonna turn on all the baby boomers. I might be old, but I'm still a cougar. I'm posing for Playboy at 75. I'm 75, not a voluptuous figure. I am still alive, so I'm taking sexy pictures.
Stevens, you were on the radio when Dolly shocked the nation by appearing on the cover of Playboy.
I remember. She's talking about doing it again, isn't she?
At 75 years of age.
I don't think I want to see that.
I don't know. When did I saw Dolly. I was as close to her as this microphone.
Well, you told a very funny story about you and Dolly. I've met Dolly a couple of times and over the years, but...
But she's never grabbed you by the arm and said,
no,
are you okay?
She did not, and you were not okay as best I remember.
No.
No.
I just saw something funny here. Somebody posted, coronavirus death toll in U.S. is like 12. Jeffrey Dahmer ate more people than that.
That's dark humor, but
it's
that's
dark.
True.
I looked at it and thought, good grief.
It's true. The flu this year has had a death toll of about 18,000. That's far lower than normal.
Well, actually, you know, we have 26 deaths or something, but I think about half of those were that one nursing home.
In Washington, where the governor called Trump a xenophobe for instituting the travel ban to China.
Yeah.
And that's such a
I didn't mean to interrupt your Dolly thing there, you know.
It wasn't that interesting.
You know, radio used to be so fun. We got to meet some really great people, didn't we? I mean, it was, you know, we'd meet all these stars. And
I've always thought about writing like a short book called First Impressions.
Yeah.
Because in this business, I've had a chance to meet a lot of famous people from showbiz, from politics, and just share what it was like to have 15, 20 minutes or a half hour of their time. Early on in my career, I worked at NBC in Chicago when I was a talk show producer answering the phone. And that station had a big signal, 50,000 watts, and a lot of famous people came by there. I'll never forget one day, the elevator bank, there was a big ruckus out there, and it was somebody traveling with an entourage. And I take a look, and it's Sally Struthers. Mm-hmm. Right at the peak of All in the Family's popularity, she had you'd think she was a heavyweight champion with all the people that were in tow following her around. Jane Fonda conducting a sit-in in that same lobby with all her Berkeley buddies and would not leave until we interviewed her.
Really?
Yeah. And so the deal that was cut, and I got to sit in on the interview. The deal, and somewhere I have a black and white picture of me with her. At the time, I wasn't that politically engaged. But the way we did it, we didn't put her live on the air. But we did go to a studio, and a newsman named Rick Rosenthal interviewed her. And then she had about 18 or 19 of her hippie buddies.
Wow.
They left.
Well, you know, I think my favorite, we became good friends, was Charlie Daniels. I got to know him. Actually, the guy who discovered Charlie was a program director of mine in Knoxville. Mm. And he was Charlie's manager for years and years and years. And when Charlie started coming to Montgomery, we had that common connection. So we'd always go out and eat dinner together and hang out. I've got a picture in Atlanta. I'd broken my arm, and I'm standing there, and he put that big old cowboy hat on my head. Mm. And he's like, it's like a dad and his kid, you know. I come up under his armpit, you know, because Charlie's a tall man. But we were at Shoney's one night, and we're eating. It was after a concert, and we were on Atlanta Highway at the Shoney's, and we're eating. And these rednecks came in and started giving him a hard time, sitting over there. And finally, he just put down everything and got him walked out. He said, if I don't walk out, I'm going to go over and kill him. You know, and he probably could have, because he's a mountain of a man, but... But people like Charlie and some other folks...
I would rednecks pick on Charlie Daniels. I don't get that.
I don't know why they would either.
That doesn't make sense.
You know, but they were, I guess...
Probably alcohol-fueled.
I would say that alcohol might have been involved. It was about midnight, I remember, because it was after the concert. Of course, it was the Charlie Daniels concert that Mayor Fulmer had everybody searched. You remember that famous incident?
Yeah.
And I remember the sign behind the stage that said, no smoking pot back here, and that ain't no...
Right.
Blank. And what was funny is I might have told you that they had everybody come in. This one young lady came in. They wanted her to open her coat so they could. And she said, well, you really want me to do that? And she did. Hello.
Oh, my.
There was nothing under the coat.
Nothing under the coat.
Wow. Yeah. But.
Crazy stuff.
But that was. And Charlie Daniels, you know, of all people, again, you know, I don't know why Fulmer thought he was, you know, of course. Of course, you know, Emery was his own man, and we became really good friends over the years. I thought the world of Emery Fulmer. Later on, we had our differences in the beginning. But
I met him thanks to Don Markwell. We got a pause here at 3:31. David Blackman joining us in a minute. Clark Seating, have you noticed today it's kind of humid? Mm-hmm. It's practice for what's coming in another month, which is really warm and hot weather. Now is the time, though, to get your system ready for the Hot Alabama Summer by becoming a Clark's Club member. 277-2125. For $159, you will get two annual tune-ups to your unit. The first one will be done just about immediately. They'll come out, make sure that it's running efficiently. It is so critical to your energy costs. So you start the season out with a system that's running like a purring cat, if you will. And then they come back in about, October or so before the seasonal change and make sure that when you need some heat, it's ready to go. In the process, if they spot or suggest a repair, you can trust them. You'll get that repair done at a discount on parts and labors. In the meantime, you will enjoy the guarantee that comes with the Clark's Club membership. If something breaks on a hot summer day or a cold winter's night, they're on the way. They know the meaning of the word now. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. David Blackman coming up next from Texas.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of congestion on the East South Boulevard this afternoon. Busy on Troy Highway. East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway to the Wetumpka Highway. We've got some congestion at all the red lights. I-85 and 65, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. School zones are in effect right now. Watch out for the buses and kids. Remember, Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge remains closed today. A lot of folks are going to be taking Wetumpka Highway to Redland Road going home tonight, so watch out for the congestion there later on. Keep it here. We will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Days Sale with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet, socket, and bit set just $24.99, plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The motion to reconsider the sentence and amend the 14-year sentence for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith has been denied. Smith was sentenced to 14 years after being convicted of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. Plus, a Dallas County man is injured after his truck was hit by a suspect who was trying to elude Selma police. Ronald Witt of Beloit says another car came out of nowhere and hit his truck. It happened on the 400 block of Dallas Avenue. Witt was taken to the hospital to get checked out. Meanwhile, the suspect who was trying to outrun police was caught and arrested. And several local nonprofit organizations are getting a big boost today thanks to the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and the Alabama National Fair. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery awarded $225,000 in grants to 22 nonprofits today. The organizations all focus on serving children in the River Region. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very spring-like forecast will continue right on through the end of the week. In fact, scattered showers are certainly possible from time to time. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 76. Showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day right on through the end of the week. So Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 70s as the risk of showers continues, and maybe near 80 on Saturday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hello again, it's Bernie. I hope you had a good spring forward time change weekend. Let me address the recent statement from Punxsutawney Phil and his outrageous prediction for an early spring. I do not know what kind of global warming Phil thought we would have, but here in Vermont, real weather people are predicting snow on Thursday. It'll be in the mid-30s. So, by the look of my watch, which happens to be a rock that casts a shadow, spring begins next week. If we were supposed to have an early spring, Punxsutawney Phil, that would make you dead wrong. So go back into the hole you crawled out of. Thank you.
That is one of your options if you're voting in a primary today. The other we're going to discuss with our buddy from somewhere in Texas, our first stop on the Daily Commute of the Truth from dbdailyupdate.com, David Blackman.
Hey.
Let me start with that poll that you sent me on the Tuberville Sessions runoff.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it's going to play out, and I believe that for some time.
Yeah, you know, 12-point lead's very statistically significant, even for these, you know, very highly questionable polls we see every day. And yeah. But there was a second poll out today that showed him with a 6-point lead, so I'm assuming the Sessions campaign is getting pretty worried.
Well, last week they released a very hostile ad that totally focused on the fact that Tommy Tuberville was a Florida guy, not an Alabama guy. It had nothing to do with substance or content, and it was so atypical of what you would expect from Jeff Sessions. I put it on my Facebook page, and I asked people to respond, and it was universally negative. They did not like it. People are awake. This is not the old days where you can just, you know, spew out some smarmy, feel-good stuff and just, okay, that's great. Those days are over. And
yeah. I think you're right.
It saddened me to see an ad of that ilk coming from Jeff Sessions. It really did.
So. Yeah, you know, I think what political TV advertising now is boiled down to is it can be very effective when you have a candidate who is not well-known and needs name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, advertising can really increase your name recognition very rapidly on television to a certain point, you know, to get you up to about 50%. But in terms of these negative ads and all the Bloomberg stuff that was everywhere for 3 or 4 months, that kind of advertising for a political campaign is really becoming less and less effective as time goes on. And I think you're going to see a lot of political candidates waste an awful lot of their money on TV ads this fall.
As you pointed out, a lot of agencies got did very nicely off Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, man.
The way he was handing out. In fact, Mr. Stevens, who is here, is not only a legendary broadcaster here in Montgomery, but now has an ad agency.
Those were some very expensive TV ads.
Yeah.
And they were very well done.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying
yeah,
I didn't care for the message, but everyone who was putting those things together, they did a magnificent job. Mm. Obviously did not help Bloomberg. We saw through him, thankfully.
Really?
But
he thought, I got more money than Trump, and I'm from New York, and I'm successful, so I'll just beat him in his own game, and he didn't even come close.
Right.
Because he doesn't understand why.
He's not Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
And he learned that. It only cost him $400 million to learn that lesson. And now...
Who's ready?
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Where it's time to play Hide the Geezer.
Hide the Geezer.
I just posted your blog. That it's kind of a two-parter in a way because you were talking about how they're trying to keep Joe's exposure to a minimum because obviously the deep state wants him to be the nominee. And yet today he goes to what? It was an auto plant? You tell the story.
Yeah, they made the mistake of turning him loose amid a bunch of auto workers. And
yeah.
At a plant up in Michigan, and one of them asked him about, you know, why he endorsed Beto O'Rourke's statement that he was going to take everybody's rifles away from him. And then, you know, Biden went berserk. I mean, literally cursing at the guy, threatening to slap him, abusing one of his female staffers who was trying to hustle him off and, you know, shushing her and telling her, I don't work for you. I don't work for you. And yeah. I mean, it is a, if you have a chance, to, it's a minute and a half long. You have a chance to look at this. This is deranged behavior. This is not the behavior of a normal adult human being. And you know, the media is doing everything they can to try to cover all this up and not report on it. But, you know, there's going to be more and more and more of these clips out there over time. And it's just going to be everywhere.
Well, with Joe,
on social media.
It's like trying to hide an elephant under a throw rug. I mean, it's just, I think it's too big. And there are all, he did a brilliant blog over the weekend, and I referenced it on yesterday's show, about the real nominee is going to be the vice president.
Exactly. And we need to watch very closely who his VP nominee is. Because, you know, it's going to be somebody like Stacey Abrams or Kamala Harris.
Oh,
or,
my God. God help
or,
us.
You know, Klobuchar or even Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's and whoever it is.
She's waiting in the weeds, isn't she?
Yeah. and it's going to be, I mean, I don't, it could be a man, too. I mean, I just ticked off a bunch of women subconsciously there. But, I mean, it could be Cory Booker or heck, it could even be Beto O'Rourke. And whoever it is going to be running the government.
Beto O'Rourke.
Exactly.
The fake Mexican? When Beto O'Rourke.
He could be president with the fake Indian as vice president.
There you
exactly,
go.
Exactly, yeah.
That would be great.
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah. Two totally white people representing two distinct minority groups.
Right.
Only in America could that happen. David, will you be so kind to give us a couple of minutes here?
Oh, man, yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it. David Blackman, go to dbdailyupdate.com and pull up and go back. The guy has great blogs every day, usually two, sometimes three in a day. They're good, quick reads. And you'll sound as smart as I do because I steal a lot of my material from him. One of the...
Hey, that's called research.
Yeah. One of the benefits of this crazy market right now is unbelievably low mortgage interest rates. If you're renting, the question I have for you is... Call Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank and get him on the case. If you're paying $900 or more a month to rent, you can spend a lot less now per month to own and probably have a much nicer place to live in the process. But it's not going to happen by osmosis. Call Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank at 409-9300. This is a guy who has led people by the hand to the keys to their first home. Thousands of them during his incredible career. He's the perfect guy, especially for first-time buyers. So those of you on the other, younger end of the demographic spectrum, is that Freudian? I don't think so.
No.
He's the guy that can take you through the process and lead you into home ownership, plus that incredible first mortgage interest deduction on your taxes. Again, the number 409-9300. There's lots of programs for low down payment. People with credit issues, those can get fixed. He's done it all, seen it all. 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. Back with David Blackman in two.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time, and have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet, socket, and bit set just $24.99, plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
That was yesterday. And we can pause it there because the Dow went up almost 1,200 points today. And a man who has special insights, especially on the impact of all this on the gas and oil business, is on the phone with us. That's David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com. He's made his living in that field, among many others. And I guess Iran is kind of taking it on the chin. They've got the coronavirus. They've got Saudi Arabia undercutting their prices. We've become energy independent. Not too many things going their way.
Yeah, there's not much good going on in Iran right now. They're only able to export about maybe 400,000 or 500,000 barrels a day right now, thanks to our sanctions, and that's killing their economy, of course. The problem, though, in that country is that it's the people who really suffer.
Yeah.
From all the economic fallout, and at some point, it seems like we have to. The world is going to have to take steps to get rid of that regime. It just is such a horrible situation for everyone there. But, yeah, it's really impacting them. Of course, the drop in oil prices is going to have a major negative impact on the industry here in the U.S. if it lingers for, more than a few weeks. So let's hope.
Did you ever see days like this in the market where it's up 1,000, down 2,000, up 1,000? This is
very disconcerting, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very. Although it's always better to see it make a bounce back today from below 24 to above 25. Not that, our numbers are arbitrary. We have been talking today as primary day, and how do you foresee the outcome?
Oh, you know, I just think Biden's going to win all six of these states tonight. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You know, it's just bizarre what Democrat voters will vote for. But I think he's going to sweep all these, and he'll probably sweep the four big states next week, and it'll all be over.
I went somewhere with a friend today, and there was a young woman within earshot. We were talking about the Biden story about, you know, dropping an S-bomb on an auto worker, and I don't work for you, and all this other stuff. And she must have been maybe in her late 20s, early 30s, the oldest, but very wise. And she chimed in and said, "This is the best they have after all of this, are these two?" Mm-hmm. The media is doing their best to pretend that they're both just hunky-dory candidates. Bernie is far scarier. But as you said, number two on the ticket will probably be the preferred party nominee. You mentioned a lot of names. Do you have a particular intuition or inkling for one name in particular?
Well, if I had to guess here today, I'd put my money on Stacey Abrams. I mean, you know, she made an early arrangement with Biden.
Oh.
There's no doubt about that last spring. And
she's qualified to be president based on what?
You got me, man. I guess they saw the same qualifications that Beto O'Rourke had.
I realized that she went to see the Wizard of Oz, and he made her the governor of Georgia, the real governor of Georgia.
Yeah, it's you know, and she's still running around clean.
I know.
I mean, it's the strangest deal, but, you know, and they let her give the State of the Union address response last year. And so the party's very interested, for whatever reason, the Democratic Party is very interested in promoting her career and promoting her specifically as a potential future president. Now, what that's based on is beyond my ability to comprehend.
I can't.
She's never won anything more than a race for state representative,
yeah,
which is, you know, a significant achievement. But she's never run anything in her life that matters, that is significant. And this is who the party is really backing. And you know, people like her and Beto and it's all these strange, weird choices that the party leaders make. And I'm not really sure I understand why.
I'd like to wrap up with your assessment, and I'd like everybody to chime in on this. How much damage has the coronavirus done to Donald Trump, with the media literally almost accusing him of injecting people with it? You would think, you know, that this is Katrina.
I just don't think it's done him any real damage at all. They're the same campaign. They ran against him with impeachment and the Russia thing before that. I mean, if we had a balanced news media, his approval rating would be 65-70%, and there wouldn't be any reason for the Democrats to run a candidate against it.
I agree.
But we don't have that. We have a media that is completely given up all pretense of impartiality and actively campaigns against him every day. So, yes, there has been success in keeping his public approval rating in the mid to high 40s. But the coronavirus, you know, specifically hasn't really done him any long-lasting damage. And again, 2 months from now, this is all going to be over.
Yeah.
And the economy is going to be back. The market's going to be running right back up.
Mm-hmm.
And the economy's still going to be booming. And all of this is going to be forgotten. And so it's this constant litany of scam after scam,
yeah,
after scam that the Democrats run that keeps his public approval ratings artificially depressed.
I was just looking here at Drudge, which I used to respect once upon a time.
Careful now.
New York deploys National Guard.
What?
Seattle readies crackdown. Stocks swoon. Trump feels heat. Struggles to calm the nation.
Just what we were talking about yesterday, the inflammatory verbiage they use.
They do.
What do you say about stocks?
Oh,
they were swooning.
Stocks swoon.
Swooning? Is that when you fall in love? I mean,
I don't know.
Think about those headlines and put it in the context of your daily life. I was at the grocery store earlier today. Nobody's hoarding water. There's no empty shelves. Nobody's panicking. There's nobody wearing a face mask. When you contrast what you see, Trump isn't struggling to calm the nation. He's struggling to calm the news media.
Exactly.
Right.
They're
and
so
it's just this bizarre dichotomy between what you see on Drudge and CNN and even Fox News to what you experience in your daily life. And if, as long as Americans keep living their lives, this is all going to be fine in a couple of months.
Hey, have they finished counting the votes in California yet?
No. They still got 3 million to count, man.
Isn't that unbelievable? They are.
Yeah.
They are literally, the party is trying to steal Bernie's victory with these newfound votes. You know, I mean, they're still finding votes in Florida from 2016?
16.
Were sealed in alligators. They open them up,
right.
And there they are. It's amazing how they
We have in Dallas County, Texas, we had 42% of the ballots in the Democratic primaries in Dallas County, Texas, somehow were misplaced.
Oh, is that
thumb drive? Yeah, and so now they've suddenly discovered them over the weekend, and they're counting those now.
Oh,
I mean, it's just the Democratic Party is it's just a beehive of voter fraud.
Yes,
you know, it's like a laboratory for it. And even in their own primaries, they did it to themselves.
David, we thank you so much for your time. DBDailyUpdate.com, friends. You'll learn something every time you visit this blog and get some great insights on what's happening in our country. And we will look forward to we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
He's really fun. He's really so on top of it. It is 3:57. Coming up, we have a Larry Stevens commercial.
Mm.
No, it's got your voice.
There you go.
That's always the challenge, Larry,
yes.
When I'm on the air with you, is to not sound like a woman compared to your voice.
Right.
And again,
the older I get, though, the deeper it seems to get on.
Here we go again. More public events delayed or canceled over corona worries. What is wrong?
Oh, Bernie has canceled his event tonight.
Well, that means that's going to inconvenience at least 40 or 50 people.
Not really.
Actually, Biden draws flies. He doesn't. You know, Bernie's got the crazies. He'll get several thousand crazies out to listen to a future where everything is done for them. Everything is free. Your taxes are going to go up. And why people are sitting there salivating for that kind of life, I don't know. Somebody needs to talk to somebody who's lived in Cuba or come from Venezuela, fled Venezuela, and other places. Socialist hellholes. And like, we need that here. And there's some that are dying to try, and probably will. It's socialism is something people vote for, and you have to shoot your way out of it. And fortunately, we still have Amendment 2A.
You know, I think we could raise enough money to send these people to a socialist country.
I would donate.
I mean, I think this station could probably get enough people to donate, and if they really want to live that way, we can send them there.
Let's send the Democratic squad, Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and AOC.
We'll put them on a cruise ship.
Yeah, and send him straight to Venezuela.
Yeah.
It is 3:59. We'll check in with Wendell, get the traffic, Fox News, and then we're back. Larry Stevens in the house on News Talk 93.1 FM at 3:59.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got a lot of congestion on the East South Boulevard at Highway 331, Norman Bridge Road in front of Baptist and Troy Highway intersection. Troy Highway a little heavy this afternoon as well.